trespass into the domain of the gods.
Welcome back to another episode of Off the Runner. Today I have a special guest with me, Gun Plus Skyfire. How's it going, man?
It's going great. How are we doing tonight?
Doing good. Doing good. You know, living the dream right now. I'm sure you are as well.
Late night dreams. That's how we're doing.
Yes. Yeah, it's a late recording here for me and you, actually. Just our time zones are a little off. Ling, yeah. What's your name?
So my name is Aaron Langford. Okay. But my friends call me Lang because my mom always said, like, oh, I just opened up the name book and there you were. It's like, no, that's lazy if it's Aaron. So yeah, I go by Lang.
Okay. And then tell us a little about yourself.
A little bit about myself. I'm on the West Coast out here in Oregon. How old am I now? I'm 38. So after listening to a number of the Off the Runners, I think I'm one of the old timers. Been into Gunpla for a number of years, off and on. Big geek. I think Gundams and Transformers are pretty much my biggest ones. So by night I do that. During the day I do animal caretaking. That's me in a nutshell.
So where did you get your build name from?
So my build name is exactly the combo Gunpla, obviously, for Gundams. And then Skyfire is one of my favorite Transformer characters. That's kind of a not so well known one, because fun story, back in the day, back in the 80s with the first cartoon, they got sued because they used one of the, I think it's the Macross toys, as a Transformers toy. And they got sued and had to take it away. So all the times you see Jetfire, that was actually Skyfire. It was a whole big deal. And
really?
He was my favorite one, and he was just a giant jet good guy. And I always loved it because he was a gentle giant. And me in elementary school, I was always on that back row, you know, getting the photo taken, big kid. And I always just loved him, and I got a good collection of him, and he was my first kind of custom back in the day, so... Gunpla Skyfire. That's me. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you do Transformer model kits too?
Ironically, I haven't even jumped on those Flames model kits yet. I've kind of been weary, and I don't even know why, but I've just kind of been waiting on that one because I guess it's because I see them and I don't feel like I can do anything with them because they're already kind of done. They're already Transformers, right, in a sense. So, yeah.
What got you into Gunpla?
All right, kids, let's hop in the time machine. So way back in the day, let's see if how many of your listeners remember. Do you know the store Babbage's? Do you remember that store?
Oh,
it's
never heard of Babbage's.
They were GameStop before GameStop bought a lot of those similar stores. So it pretty much is GameStop. And I worked there back when the first Halo came out. That was my first job out of high school, and I had never seen anything Gundam. And, you know, after the store would close and we'd play that first level of the Halo game on the demo machine every night, I started looking around, and they had the Endless Waltz 1-100 HG kits. And I just thought they looked, okay, those are cool. And then I picked up, I want to say my first, no, it was two of them, actually. It was the Ultron before the Endless Waltz. They had one of those and a Heavy Arms, and I picked them both up, snapped them together, thought, oh my gosh, these are actually cool, this is something I can get into. And I bought all of the Endless Waltz ones right then and there. And then about a year later, life changes, went and did some humanitarian stuff for my church for a couple of years, didn't see the kits again, and life took a different route. And after that, I didn't get back into Gunpla anything until, gosh, what, I can't remember when it was. It was after 2010 when Gundam 00 started airing on Sci-Fi, and I was just surfing around one night, saw it, and I just thought, oh, there they are, they're back. And right then
they have returned.
They're back, and it just got me so giddy. And so I started buying a bunch of the HG kits from Gundam 00. And from there, I bought and collected a lot because I love the hunt of collecting, which is so funny because I start buying collectibles. And then once I have them, I get bummed out because it's like, well, the fun of the hunt is gone. I have it and I don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So got a lot of HGs, didn't do too much with it. And then I didn't get customizing a lot until about 2016. And then just little bits by little bit since 2016, I started off with spray cans from Walmart. And from there, I actually didn't have any social media till after that. And after that, I started jumping on social medias and started joining kind of more geeky groups and forums and going to conventions. And it's just been a wondrous hobby snowball since then. I love it.
No, that's interesting because so what we had here was we had Funko Land. That was basically your Babbages, right?
Babbages,
Babbages. So we had Funko Land, and they all turned into GameStops here. So it's probably pretty similar. We never had Gundam kits in any of our Funko Lands, though. So that's kind of cool. Like, you got that they had model kits there.
Yeah, that was, and I even tried tracking some of those down, but now spending those prices or going to Supernova kits. It's one of those two right now. Yeah.
So it's been a bit of a journey for you. That's pretty cool that you've been in the hobby, like, in and out for that long, though. Like, you can probably appreciate just how far kits have come, you know, especially with newer ones and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I moved. It was interesting when I moved. So I moved from out of state to Oregon, where I am now. Anybody want to come to a really cool state, come out to Oregon. When I came out here, I bought a Master Grade EW Heavy Arms from a local hobby shop that I really liked, and I just held on to it because I think that was my first actual Master Grade. And I was like, oh, I just like Heavy Arms, and this looks like it's similar to the Endless Waltz version I had long ago and I didn't have anymore. And then I came out and I just was blown away just at that one. And even that one, it blows my mind at some of the advancements just in the HG that can compare to that one now that everything's coming out. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun the last few years.
Now, you mentioned, like, collecting and stuff like that. Do you have any other things that you collect besides, like, Transformers and Gundams?
Honestly, I love to dip my toe into just to see what bring people, like, joy. You know, I've been to a number of conventions that if anyone out there has never been to a convention, you have to go to one and just people watch. Because, I mean, I saw a dude that was dressed up like the Little Mermaid, and he was older and bigger than I was and had a giant beard, and he was having a great time, but he was the Little Mermaid. Just those little things that people bring out. I think to myself, okay, that makes them happy. Why? Like, I may not get it, but I sure appreciate it. So I've jumped into a number of little things, dipped my toe into some collectibles. The things I love collecting, I like collecting a lot of trades and comics. I need to get back into it. I've been out of it for a couple of years. I love finding art at conventions. Transformers. I have a few Power Rangers items. I have some Funkos of me and my wife, actually. She was never into any geek anything. Like, she's going to kill me for saying this, but she was raised on Little House on the Prairie and sang at plays and choirs and never knew about anything Gundam, or let alone geekdom. And now she can competes with me on the stuff that she loves. I'm just looking around our room right now at some of our collectibles. She's into Legos, and we actually buy Funkos of just the memories of shows and dates that we've been on. That's awesome. To do together. Yeah. Like, she has one of our first movies we watched together was Mystery Science Theater. So we have a Crow and a Servo Funko Pops, little things like that. Right around our last kid was born, and my wife was bedridden, and we were watching Letterkenny. So we got Letterkenny Funko Pops. So we like to get geeky things with our memories. I've kind of pulled out of the collecting game. Like I mentioned before, I love hunting for the items, but once I get them, it's almost like a catch and release with fishing. Once I have them, I don't have the room, and I don't do much with it except for Gundam. That, if I can do something with it and mash it up with something and make it unique, I'm not getting rid of it. That's what I love about
it. Yeah. Sure. I can definitely understand that. We've got some Funko Pops and everything like that, you know, in the back. And then we were collecting a lot of figures and stuff like that from animes and stuff like that. And I don't even look at them anymore. It's bad because, it's like, oh man, I forgot that I used to be into that. Now that I've picked up the hobby, and it's like, I see all the dust on them and stuff, and I'm like, I am terrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so that's really cool though, that you guys can, even find something to integrate like real life with your hobbies and things like that too, though, with collecting with Pops. So that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
What are you working on?
Oh man, what am I working on right now? Yeah. So I've always tried to find my niche in customizing that gets me really excited. And shout out to every stinking person that has an Instagram account that I've ever reached out to, because I'm annoying. I know it right now. I try to nitpick at people saying, how'd you do that? Where did you get your inspiration? Where do you do your colors? What kind of paints do you use? I have no shame. I ask a lot of people, and everybody is very, very inspiring. But for me, the thing that inspires me the most, going back to conventions, one, I love seeing things like, for example, there was an artist that did mashups with Sesame Street characters with horror folks, like a Freddy Krueger Grover. Stuff like that that makes people smile and think that's hilarious or that's just fun. I love finding and creating for myself. And back when I started in customizing, the biggest thing I started finding inspiration on was Pinterest, of all places. If you don't have a Pinterest account, everybody get a Pinterest account. I know you don't believe it, but everything that you see on social media is actually on there. So one of the first ones that I saw that inspired me was it had to have been an HG Unicorn. Wasn't very big, but it was painted in a Voltron scheme. And I just thought, oh, that's fun. Because just with the lines, like, you can't see the different lion bots or whatever, but you see the colors and it just made it pop. So for me, I've focused on that. And the big project I've done this last year, I did the core Gundams from Gundam Buildivers Re-Rise, because I'm a sucker for gimmicks. So these part armor, part former kind of deals. I took a core Gundam and I painted it like Mega Man. And then all of the planet sets I matched up with all of the themes from the Mega Man X series, like all of his weapons. So right now I finished all those. And now I've been reaching out to folks saying, okay, what characters? Because I bought all the planet sets and I have all these spare cores. And I'm working on, 6 or 7 cores that I'm just painting up now. And it was a fun journey doing those planets, the planet systems, because each one, everybody always says, like, I don't want to do, I'm scared to try all the different things you can do. Oh, there's my sexy wife. Hi, wife. but each one I said, okay, just each planet system just try one thing. So the first one was the first one I tried water slides. The next one I tried masking and blending. The next one was the first one I tried kit bashing with kind of ice effects and just adding. So each one was just one small step in some bigger, more large scale plans that I had. And that was a big achievement for me that I'm still working on, in a sense, with the other cores.
Yeah, that's, I mean, just some of your customs here, like that Bastion one that you did.
That thing, that was
so cool.
He's right here.
Yeah.
No one's going to see on a audio medium. Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah. You guys got to make sure you check out his Instagram so you can see this, because this thing's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's,
I mean,
that same master grade that I picked up ages ago coming to Oregon. I just straight built that one. I didn't even know back then. I didn't even know what nub removal was. So it's been a long time coming on that one.
Going back to the Mega Man thing, though, I mean, geez, how long has it taken you to do? Like, how long have you been doing this process for?
So those, I mean, they're just planet systems. They're not a lot of pieces. But with my life, I've full-time, 4 kids. Those took me almost a year and a half just to do all those.
Yeah. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
I get it, because it takes me forever just to do one kit. So I know you're, you know, working on multiple things at once. It's like, ooh, how long did that take?
Once you have the system down, it's like, okay. I think it was, who was it? It was Logan. Was it Zealous?
Yeah.
I think that was the best thing that saved me time, that I take public transit. He said, draw out your plans. So I have an app. For everybody, if you need an app, go to, I think it's Autodesk Sketchbook. It's free. And I would just pull and download the pictures of the Gundams, just change it to black and white, and I would just doodle on the bus. And once you have that plan, you can just put your pieces on gators and you have everything mapped out. And that saves the most time, I think, having it planned out and just, okay, tonight I got a half an hour. I'm going to prime these pieces. Next day I only have a half an hour because I gotta pick up my daughter at her band practice, so I'm just gonna do one purple tonight, that's it. And so it's just been little piece by little piece, or little plan, I guess. That's how I did it.
See, guys, there's one way. If you guys are struggling for time management, it's a great way to utilize, you know, especially if you're looking into customization and things like that. So
yeah, ride the bus. No, I'm kidding.
I lived in Chicago for a little while, so I know public transportation all too well. It can be rough sometimes, so I commend you for sticking with it.
Yeah, for sure.
What is something you're excited to build? Sorry, I stuttered there.
No, you're good. Excited, I think for me, my current excitement/fear, one of my BFFs down in Southern California, some of you guys probably know him, he's a Reyes Ranger, down in Southern California, picked me up a 00XN riser kit, but it's the clear version from the Bandai pop-up shop. I've only messed with one clear kit, and I used a clear kit for my Jupiter custom on my Mega Man, but I painted over it, so any mistakes on the clear pieces were covered up. I'm excited and scared to mess with clear pieces. I haven't, other than that. So making that one a nice, beautiful piece with clear pieces, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I'm scared to mess it up, because that's a bit of a nicer kit, you could say. So for sure.
Totally understand.
That's my one right now. I'm waiting a while to build that one.
Excited but scared. I totally get that. I have not done any clear pieces myself. I do have the crossbone clear, and I have not touched it for the same reason. I hear that you have to use glass files on them. because otherwise normal files just tear them up on the plastic. I don't know how true that is. Like I said, I'm speaking from no experience, but that's what I've been told.
Makes sense.
Do you have a preference on what grade you like to build?
I'm kind of, it's not so much a preference because the majority, I've worked with almost all the grades except perfect grade. But I've only messed with one real grade. And that was a, what was it? It was the Unicorn. It's a rare one, and I feel bad I didn't know about it at the time. It's the, you can help me out, real grade Unicorn Destroy Mode, but it had the Banshee Shield with it. And with my big old mitts trying to put those little pieces on a Unicorn real grade, it really turned me off to real grade. So I literally haven't worked with them since then. I love the Master Grade size. The heavy arms that I did, there's a lot of intricate pieces, which it turned me off just a little bit because I knew it called for more attention to the details that are already there. A couple of my funner pieces I had before were, I have two no grades that I did. The Virtue and the Xerophy. The no grades I feel like are more blank slates that were really great for me to practice on and do a lot of things on, and really, okay, if I mess up on this, it will be somewhat easier to see what I did and understand how to fix it. So for me, a not highly detailed master grade I like because that clean slate feeling. I can do a little bit more with it. But I have so many high grades. It's kind of embarrassing. I had Zonic recommend from a Discord, hey, you should make a list. And I made a list and I embarrassed myself with how many high grades I've just built. I'll just sit there and punch one out while I'm watching the boys or something. And I'll be done. It's like, okay, I'm done. And I stack up all my high grades and I think, oh crud, now I have to do something with them. Yeah.
So there's no shame in high grades. I like high grades myself. So no, I totally get what you mean though. I like master grades myself too. But high grades are just so easy just to sit down and just snap together. And I know you have the busy schedule just like I do. So
yeah,
for us, I think it's almost a little, I wouldn't say it's more rewarding than whenever you finish a big like custom job, but you get that instant gratification from finishing a high grade versus, you know, like your long project running right now with Mega Man. I'm sure that's very you get a lot of excitement out of finishing it, but it's like you put so much time in it versus like a quick high grade that you're not, you know, you just snap together and you're done. You're like, okay, cool, it's done. You know what I mean?
You really do. You get that gratification and you also like, okay, I have it. Now how does it hold this? How does it get in the poses? And you actually get to do that next piece. I do like to do that. That is actually pretty satisfying for sure. Yeah.
I'm kind of same boat with you. I love master grades, but I tend to build a lot more high grades than I do.
I think I only have a couple of master grades. Actually, I have all of the 00. I did the regular version. I took an XN 00 and a Seven Swords and just put everything on one, and it can't move worth a crap because it's so loaded up. And the Avalanche and the full Saber, because I'm that 00 that got me back into it. I'm a sucker for anything 00. Those three and the heavy arms actually are the only master grades that I really have.
What do you have a kit that you would say is probably your favorite that you've done so far? I know that's a kind of a tough question sometimes because there's a lot of, you know, like back and forth with kits, especially whenever you get the next new one that you're like, oh, this is the best one I've done. Like I nailed this one.
Yeah, for sure. I think favorite ones I've done, I'm going to go with three. I think for sure right now my pinnacle, like how far I've come looking back with that, Heavy Arms is one. We've already talked about that one. I always am really impressed with folks that can do a straight, clean build and make it look like it's right off the side of the box. They put the decals in perfect places. They've panel lined it beautifully. They've done all of that stuff. I really admire that. And the only one I've tried that on, I did a Master Grade Buster Gundam from Seed. I did that, and I really, that thing just looks great. I really like how that one looks. And then third, granted it's not a Gundam, but it's a different kit, and you might not be aware of it. It's by Orange Cat. Do you know Tekkaman Blade? Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm. Mm.
So that, it's a cartoon from when I was a kid. They did a surprise, they did a kit which no one really saw coming. There it is right there. I don't know if that looks familiar at all.
For everyone, no, it doesn't. That thing looks sweet as hell.
It's a cartoon that I love, and it was how it feels a lot like a Supernova kit, and the articulation and the functionality, it's really impressive. So that those three, Buster Gundam, my Heavy Arms, and the Tekkaman from Orange Cat, those are my favorites for sure currently.
I have to look into it because that kit looks really sleek. I mean, that was pretty cool.
It's that one's cool. It's very pokey, just like a third party, but it's it's cool.
Was there a lot of sanding in that? I've heard with like,
yeah, like the it's the undergates with a third party that it doesn't tell you where they're undergated, so you don't know whether it's a necessary peg or you should cut that undergate, and it's.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a roulette because once you cut it, you can't go back.
Right. Every time. That's it.
Yeah. For sure. For sure.
Yeah. That, that Buster Gundam was freaking, I love the Buster Gundam. That was one of my, probably one of my favorite builds too. It snapped together well. I really didn't have any other issues with it other than I lost pieces myself. So I can't blame that on the kit. That's my own fault, which I am notorious for. I'm always losing shit.
Have you done a lot of the other Seed kits? Do you like those?
I personally, so like, I don't have like a bond with any, series in kits wise. I've built Freedom? I think I built the Freedom, and I think that's about it from Seed. But I have the Rogue Strike. Is that it? Rogue? I think that's what it's called from Seed. I have that in my backlog to do. I do like the look of them for the most part, though, from Seed. Buster was awesome. So if it's those kits are printed anything like the Buster, I'm sure I'll enjoy them.
Nice.
I know we talked about, obviously, you do some customization, things like that. What would you say is your favorite thing about doing a custom?
Favorite thing about doing a custom?
Because I'm going to ask you right after that, what's your least favorite thing?
See, and I've already got like five things in the worst already. I think favorite thing is... Honestly, it's been sharing it with the community because my favorite thing is getting it all done, putting it out there, and even if it gets one like, it's such a dopamine hit that, hey, somebody likes this. Going back to before I got back into 00, I did a few Transformers customs, and I was in a forum where there was a few dicks. For sure, mm-hmm. that they were very critical and said, well, that sucks. It's like, okay, I'm going to take my ball and go cry. Thanks, guys. And nice one.
Sorry, I sneezed. Oh, I tried to catch it on the mic or on the mute button.
But it really put me off. And frankly, every time I've shared something on here and people have just complimented, even put a fire emoji. That's my favorite part of sharing it and people saying, oh, cool, what's next? And it it boosts you. It's not any of that part. It's really while I'm building, it's going back to that. I hope I make somebody smile or think, oh, that's fun, and help them out. Because, like I said, I have to apologize. I've annoyed so many people. I have no shame. I will DM you so fast. Yeah, lots of folks.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that, I think. I think our community is super open to that, too, because I know I'm the same way. I'm constant, like, I bother a lot of people. Logan, I have, like, Logan's really good friend of mine. I'm constantly texting him. Like, it'll be, you know, obviously because I work crazy hours, I'll be texting him at 7 in the morning because I'm, you know, I'm off work and I'm painting already. I'm like, hey, what do you think of this, man? Like, you know, or what do I need to do here? Like, you know, so I constantly am doing that too. But our community is so open about that stuff. Like it doesn't, I really don't think it bothers people at all because in the same token, if there's something that they need to ask somebody about, they're going to do it too. And that's the only way everybody gets better. So,
which if you think about it is kind of amazing in the world we're in. I mean, seriously, I think we're all totally gun shy. Now I have friends. There's a lot of builders I've made friends with over in the New York area, Australia, Malaysia. It's astounding. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great community, man. It's funny you said that too. Cause like, so even in the realm of like, you know, with Transformers and stuff like that, like most normal, like outside of this, like communities and stuff, there's a lot of like toxicity between these people, like gaming. I game a lot and dude, it's bad, dude. I did trading cards for a little while. I didn't really see too much there, but like gaming is terrible. Really the only negative thing I see comes from sometimes Facebook groups when it comes to Gunpla and then Reddit. Yeah. So I don't even go to Reddit anymore.
I haven't even like looked into that rabbit hole of Reddit yet. I'm worried too.
I put I did a battle damaged RX. Sorry guys, I know this isn't my interview, but we're on the topic of the conversation. I put an RX up and I made a bullet hole sort of close to the chest area and I posted it on Reddit and they're like, well, I hope there wasn't a pilot in there because it's dead. And I was like,
oh wow.
Damn, I'm like, I didn't even think about that, but thank you for telling me, but you didn't have to be like that. Like, damn, it wasn't in that exact context because it was a very condescending like comment. It wasn't, you know, just so you know, next time. But I was like, all right, well, Reddit's not the place for me to go anymore. Seriously. But I'm glad you said something because that, I mean, yes, it helps me in the future, but it's like,
no, dang. You need to reply back. Like, no one wants to have a drink with you, bud. Like, don't make those comments.
I was like, damn. I mean, it helps me in the long run, but at the same time, it's like, damn, dude, like, hit me kind of close there.
Yeah, like,
not as close as that bullet to the cockpit, but.
Yeah, going back to your toxicity in video games, like, I game a lot, but I only, like, game one or two games at a time. So right now, I'm getting back into Overwatch, and I have an 8-year-old who's like, Dad, let me play Overwatch. And I'm terrified of having him play. I only let him play the training because if he gets online and one person just starts cursing out. And you know, it's somebody that just drops fuck, like every 6 seconds in their prepubescent voice. I'm like, okay, my 8-year-old can't hear this. Like, how do I stop it? You can't. Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, Overwatch is one of those games, definitely very high toxicity. I was a big Overwatch player for a long time. I loved that game. I have pulled myself away, but I'm getting back into it because I played Gundam Evolution, and I was like, dude, it's going to be coming out soon from what I'm hearing, but dude, that network test, dude, I had more fun on Gundam Evolution than I did on Overwatch in the last like 2-3 years, dude. It was so good. Now, I'm not trying to rub in your face here.
No, don't, because I'll rub you back because I just got access to the open beta for Overwatch 2. So,
oh, there we go. There so we go.
I'm going to hop in there and stop all the toxicity, pulling out my pirate voice on
people. We'll have to play Overwatch sometime because I still dabble in it. Yeah, look out for
Cuddle Beast. When you get shot by Cuddle Beast, that's me.
That you're going right on my block list.
Yar, don't block him. No. Yeah.
Now, what is your least favorite thing? I hate to be a downer here, guys.
Nope. By the weaknesses, you get better. Least favorite. It's got to be the motivation from step to step. So I think when you hit point like, okay, I want to go build the kit. Oh, when do I find the time? Oh, I got to go do this. I literally don't want to get out of my nice chair. It's the motivation. Once you have it built, it's like, oh, now I got to take it apart, sand it, prime it. Okay, it's all primed. I have pieces downstairs for my next core that have been primed for like 3 or 4 days, and I feel bad over it, but it's each step. It's going from the build, each paint, coat, whatever it might be, to top coating and water slides. Like each step, the hardest part is the motivation to take the next step for me.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Now, I know you mentioned that you were using, like when you started out, you're using like cans and stuff like that. Are you still using cans?
Nah. So no? I was super ghetto, like the $2 cans from Walmart. I did a Harut HG with those cans, not even testers cans. I've mostly done, I moved from some enamels and hand brushing to airbrushing acrylics as of late. The airbrushing for me, I can only do acrylics just for ventilation sake right now. And I've learned a frustrating amount of stuff with acrylics. I've learned a lot from a lot of miniature painters. One who actually pointed me in some good directions, because I've gone through 3 different airbrushes. I went on Amazon and bought have you seen those like remote battery powered airbrushes? Have you seen those?
Yeah.
I started with that, and I think I painted my first planet, my Mercury One, with that, and that's all it lasted for. It after that, it pooped out. You couldn't really clean it out because it was just really cheap. And then I bumped it up to a very cheap separate compressor and a cheap brush. And then I got a nice Badger Patriot airbrush is what I'm using right now. And I was recommended by a friend. Look him up. Grimley's, Grimmleigh. He's a big time miniature painter. An old friend who recommended that and has helped me remembering to thin it properly, to use the airbrush at certain PSIs and YouTube videos like crazy. So I've gone the full gamut from just easy spraying to very detailed airbrushing. That's what I'm sticking with right now. Someday I hope to jump into the lacquers, Mr. Hobbies, the G-Paints, and try those, because I sit back and you just watch how those amazing painters, the EA Gunpla and Studio G, how they just mix all their paints, and you're just like, how do they make it look so easy?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I agree 100% with you on that. I pretty much only paint with acrylics too. I would like to get into lacquer and stuff like that too, but kind of same thing with ventilation purposes. It's kind of keeps me from it. It's interesting how you can tell the difference too. Like I wish the one thing that I wish I could change about acrylics is I always freaking scratch pieces too. Oh. And that's like the most frustrating thing about acrylics that I have
right
is
off.
That it's
I scratch right off
every time. And it's always something new. So it's like, damn it.
I tried. So on this, the last one, the heavy arms I did, I tried a new paint called Mission Models. It's really new. I don't know if you've heard or seen it. It's come out at a couple of hobby towns lately. It's supposed to be this nice paint. It's an acrylic. It's the best spray, like coating I've ever had with an acrylic. And you're supposed to mix in a thinner and a polymer into it as well that they make specifically for it. And the guy on the YouTube video, when he shows it, he's from the company and he shows it. It's either crazy video editing or what. He takes Tamiya paint or Tamiya masking tape, puts it right on after doing a couple of coats of different stuff, and he scratches at it. He rips it off and everything. And you're just like, how did you do that? That's voodoo. Then I go and do it, peels right off. It's like, I don't know. I still don't have a solution quite yet.
I wonder if it's in the mixture that he does, or does he show you the measurements in the mixture?
He tells you the measurements. He tells you the drops, everything. And I tried to follow it perfectly, but still just peel.
Yeah.
That's so frustrating. Sorry.
I think Bill,
that was just the motorcycle speeding by.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Oh, good. So you're good. Oh, good.
Yeah, that's very frustrating, especially whenever you're like right at the goal line, and then just little hiccups like that just get you.
Especially with moving parts on a heavy arms when you try to open up everything on it.
Basically, you have to stop just to top coat every limb on the body if you plan on. I learned that the hard way actually on this last. I actually didn't start top coating until I met Logan. We just keep shouting out Logan on that. Well, I do.
Wake him up. Let's see if he's available. Right?
Logan's like, no, you need to top coat, man. I was like, no, I don't. And then like, I started noticing on a lot of other shit that I'd already built previously. I'm like, there's a shit ton of scratches on stuff. Yeah. And then I was doing one right now for the GSN entry grade thing. And
ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
What's your plan? Can you spoil anything, or are you holding back for surprises?
This will probably come out in the next couple of weeks. I might be safe. I got a new that I'm doing. I'll send you a picture of it. But it's a different colorway.
Don't send me a picture, because some of us may have been selected to be a judge.
Okay. Well, then I won't send you a picture.
Just tell me the ideas and let my imagination do the picturing right now.
It's basically a recoloring with basically like a Neo Zeon theme.
Nice.
On the new. So if it was stolen,
hey, whoever does it better, That's why with my entry grade that we did as the sponsor builders, I'm like, yeah, no one's going to steal my idea. I'm putting Crocs on mine. Let's go. Let's do this.
Dude, even the honey, honey, it almost looks like honeycombs. Yeah, dude, that I was like, how the fuck did he do that? I was like, what the fuck?
Easy. I'll shout out. It's Spacenoid. I found it on eBay. It's this vinyl stencil. You just stick it right on acrylic paint, and I just blended it right over. And it is
really,
it's nice, cheap, and reusable. Yeah, Spacenoid, if I remember correctly. Yeah, they got some cool stencils on there. Yeah.
Definitely check that out. So this is where we get into the last part of the interview. Do you watch anime?
Do I watch anime? I think it goes back to my answer when I like to dip my toes in a little bit. I've been listening to a lot of the off runners, and I'm just like, I can't compete with some of the shows everyone's watching with. I've done plenty of the Gundam series, not a lot of the old stuff. Pretty much everything from 00 I've kept up on. I don't know if we consider some of the Netflix series, like the style and Castlevania, and those, would those count as anime?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
It's Netflix has some of the best ones. Be the Beginning from Netflix was freaking amazing. Yeah. I loved Be the Beginning.
The
Seven Deadly Sins.
Oof. Castlevania series that came out, that Witcher prequel, I loved that. Have you seen the Vox Machina? That's got a tinge of anime in it. It's the cartoon on Prime from the Critical Role folks that in the first 5 minutes, it like made me blush like Deadpool level of stuff. It was a lot of fun. Other anime... My daughter, my bonus daughter, who she's been getting into, Naruto, Hero, and a bunch of others, and I can't keep up. She tells me all about them. I'll be beginning of the week, hey, sweetie, how's your day? And I'll make a joke like screaming Tetsuo at her or something because I know that's supposed to trigger Naruto folks. And then, like, by the end of the week, she's already finished the series. She's an introvert and she loves just diving right in. I can't keep up with her stuff. I tried Full Metal. I think my thing is a lot of mecha ones. Kogias, if that's what you pronounce it correctly. Lelouch of the Rebellion or whatever. Really like that. Goodness, what others? Digimon, if that counts. I'm a sucker for Digimon.
Yeah, absolutely. Digimon's amazing, dude.
It goes back to that whole creative button. It's just like, what could we make? Yep, this is a dinosaur. Oh, let's give it some machine guns when it evolves. Like, stuff like that. I love that. It gets just bonkers. I need to go get another Mountain Dew to keep me thinking. I can't even think of which other ones I've watched.
If you could pick a favorite one, what would it be? Like, out of everything that you've watched so far?
That's my next question. No, here we go. No, I got it, actually. Gurren Lagann. That's my favorite, for sure. That is probably the most misogynistic, bonkers, oh my gosh, really, are they going to do this on the show, anime that I love. In fact, I got the Gurren Lagann kit from Sentinel. Gurren Lagann, for sure. That's probably my favorite. I've watched that a couple of times.
I haven't seen it before.
Oh, geez. It's a little slow, and the plot just goes, wait, you guys put in what? Oh, wait, you guys are doing what? And it just goes, it's wonderfully bonkers, and the mech designs are a lot of fun. I really like it.
So speaking, like, I know you you had mentioned the Netflix thing with their animations. Have you watched I might get crucified for this because I'm going to say the name wrong four times. Kurumokuro or Kurumokuro? I don't know. I'll DM you. It's like
Kurumokuro.
It's a mech anime from Netflix. And it's basically this dude comes from like another dimension, I want to say, almost kind of.
Okay.
It's a mech anime. He gets into their world and, dude, it's crazy. It's good. I'll send it to you. It's really cool. I think Netflix makes great animes, so they definitely count in my book.
Nice.
Do you have a favorite character when it comes to anime? It's kind of broad. It's one of those broad questions. I know. I got to look at changing some of these because it's kind of tough to pick one character or one anime.
I can't remember all the names, but I think I'm going to have to go to Iron Blood Orphans because I haven't watched, like I said, I haven't seen all the series, but with 00, all the fighter series and everything, it's very formulaic of, okay, we have to escalate this, this, and this, and this. And by the first season, it has to escalate with this battle, which Iron Blood Orphans does with some of the Barbatorus forms and such. But the characters, I think it's, now I can't remember. It's, I can hear the main character say to the boss, what's the boss's name? Crap.
Orga?
Thank you. Orga.
Orga?
I love Orga's character. One, as the character. I also got to meet Johnny Bosch at a Comic-Con. Super nice. The voice of Orga. And who pilots the Full City? Those two are my favorite characters, probably.
Yeah. See, I have... I'm watching IBO for the first time right now.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm watching that with a couple friends right now. I'm watching it with Gump Lagoon and Mean Mug, actually.
Nice.
We're rewatching Iron Blooded Orphans. Well, they're rewatching Iron Blooded Orphans. I'm watching it pretty much for the first time. I watched like a good portion of it and fell off. And then I was like, yo, guys, I got to rewatch it. I'm sorry. So yeah. I'm rewatching that right now with them. It's good, though. I like it.
You know? I love the Foley work with just how the metal just smacks each other in that show. That's one of my favorite things. It just sounds very raw, the sounds of it. I love that.
The battles in that are very, like, close, too. You know what I mean? It's not like you're, like, they're in there. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like, oh, like, I know in 00, they, what the Virtue has, like, that big crazy cannon that just, like, it just, like, blows people away. And then, in Wing, you know, the Gundam Wing, he just uses his, like, cannons and goes in a circle and stuff like that. So, like, I think it's kind of cool with, like, IBO because I just watched Gundam Wing.
Nice. That's actually it was fun. That'll be my next project after my cores. I have the four versions of the Barbatos, and I want to make Ninja Turtles out of them. I think that's going to be fun.
Yes. That will be cool to freaking see, man. I like the Barbatos. Dude, I love the Barbatos, man. I built a few of the high grades. I built the Master Grade. I need to still do the full mechanics, but that's probably one of my favorite kits to build.
How was the personally. Master Grade?
I liked it. My problem with it was that he had, like, the gun, the mace, the sword. Yeah. So he was just really heavy in the back, and I had a hard time posing him. But I loved him. I weathered him. That was my first kit I weathered. The MG. Yeah. So I loved that kit, though. That was a great kit.
They just released the photos. I wasn't going to get it, and then I don't know if you've seen that black with the blue highlight version.
Dude, yeah, yes.
I need that.
Yeah.
Tickles my Tron bone, that one did. That was fun.
I'm a sucker for anything like paint color that's like black and then has like a neon tint to it. I am. I don't know what it is. I love fluorescent colors.
Because the contrast just captures you. Yes. Thank you.
It's like perfect. It's like, what the fuck? I seen it and I was like, okay, wait a minute.
Because they're Hold doing up. That with they're doing it with the build strike. I saw pink, right?
They're doing. I didn't see it with anything else.
Yeah, they're doing a pink one, like a pink highlight with a build strike. Same thing, black and all.
Really?
I want to say there was one other. I'm gonna have to Google it and find it.
It just sounds like my wallet got a little lighter. Are there any shows that you're excited that are coming out?
Everyone's saying it. Yeah, that Witch of Mercury, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just I think a few people, it was actually tonight, showed a quick video of a prologue. And
yeah,
it felt very unicorn-esque, just how it was looking, and I was Yeah, that was nice. That was,
I'm excited for that as well. I found the freaking prologue on YouTube, and then I sent it to a couple people, and I went back to actually watch it today because, like, during the week, I'm just, like, non-existent, you know, as a person. Like, I'll find something, and I send it to people, and then I'll, like, go back, and I'll be like, okay, now I gotta, like, actually watch this and remember it. And, it was taken down already, Sunrise. Hit it with copyright strike. So I was like,
boo.
Yeah, it was the full prologue. There was no subtitles, of course, but
you get the gist.
Yeah, just to see it. Yeah, just to see it.
I got a lot of kind of a Cheridan feel with the shooting bits and shield bits. I really liked that. I'm really liking how that's looking.
I'm excited too. I mean, you can see, it's hard for me to go back and watch a lot of the Gundam series because, like I said, I don't really watch the Gundam animes. It's hard for me to go back and watch a lot of this stuff. Like, I just rewatched Wing. I didn't have a good time. I refuse to watch the OG series, and I will shamelessly say that I'm not going to because the animation's just too outdated for me now. It just doesn't capture me, you know? Right. I'm not saying that, like, old animation isn't good or anything like that, but it's hard to capture me whenever things are just so far, you know, far along now. Like, Demon Slayer sets a whole different bar when it comes to animation now, and it's hard for me to go back.
How late is it over there?
It's 2:29 a.m.
Nice.
The time of this recording. Hey, you know, that's I do it for the show.
Everybody listens to this, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's all for the community, guys.
For the fanpla.
But yeah, it's hard for me to go back and watch stuff like that. So, like, I'm really excited for this new show because it might be something that I can like really get into. Like, I like the animation, and IBO, and stuff like that. I think that what they did with the Hathaway's Flash movie was amazing. Because obviously everything's headed.
I have not seen it yet. I need to.
Oh, you want to do a watch party with it?
Sure.
Because I can watch. Let's do it. I will watch that movie 3 times in one night. I love that movie.
Nice.
Because obviously, like with animation and stuff like that in anime, it's all heading to like the CGI and stuff like that. But they mixed it very well, and I think that they're going to do that with this show too. So I'm very excited. Like, I think we're going to see some elements of CGI, even with the little snippet of the trailer where they had two of them fighting. Seen a little bit, and I'm like, oh, okay. They did a good job mixing it, though. So I'm like, I'm excited for this.
Or the Witcher Mercury?
And in Hathaway, it's like, okay, they have like a perfect mix of CGI and like the like OG, like, 2D type of anime style. So I'm hoping we see some more of that in Witcher Mercury and stuff like that. Just so the transition's a little easier for somebody like me.
Gotcha.
Now, last question for you.
Uh-huh.
A show that you think deserves another season.
Oh, deserve is such a loaded word. Gosh, I even remember hearing this earlier today. I was listening in, and I had one in mind, and I can't remember what it was now. Here we go. I'll go Easy Fruit. I want another Batalog, like, quick 6 episode, a whole batch of new kits and colors. That's what I want. Because these Batalogs that came out with the Barbatorus, okay, give us another kit that's retooled somewhat, like it did with the Quanti and the Barbatorus. Give me another quick 6 episodes and 7 more cheap kits that will go on clearance for us.
Yes.
Just give me that.
That's what we're here for. The
quick
deals.
And easy. Yeah.
That Command Quanti was fucking, that was such a good build.
That was embarrassing. We hit out here in Portland, we have Komoricon. And our local group did a kind of a big group ballroom build, and it was a great time. And I brought my Quanti to build, and they have great carpet, and I totally lost one of the essential pieces for the joints.
Oh, no.
Totally pulled, you know, the good old, like, anti-thigh master where you try to catch it with your thighs as you're sitting there, and couldn't find it. And someone found it, like, 3 hours later. Saved me. That one...
That's like a bittersweet thing, because it's like, I know what it's like to lose peace. I do it all the time. But you found it. That's the important part, right?
I did. The only thing, I wish, I know that kit itself is like a good 9 out of 10. My only one gripe is they covered up a lot of those like eye-popping yellow clear pieces that it came with. Like, why did you make the clear pieces in the first place if you're just going to cover them up? That didn't make sense to me.
The only gripe that I had with that kit was its legs. Mm. That chonky leg part at the bottom bothered me. I don't know why.
I love me some chonk, dude. More chonk than me.
I like bigger kits and stuff like that, but that, I don't know what it was with that one. Like, it drove me crazy when I was...
Interesting.
But great builds. It was good.
Nice.
I appreciate you coming on the show, taking the time out of your day. I know you are very busy.
It's all good. It's worth it.
I know you are a Gump builder, a worker, and a father. So,
yep.
And a husband, which is another job within itself, too.
Lucky husband. Ooh, so lucky. So,
I appreciate you taking all that time out with me today. Do you have anybody you want to shout out on the show?
Oh, we don't have enough time. Every time I try to do shout outs on my stories, I run out of.
We have
20 person limit. Sucks.
You have as much time as you need. The platform is yours.
Oh my gosh. everybody after this, how many my dear friend that I've made because of this has got to be Rays Ranger and SoCal Brina down in Southern California. Local Mecha B Flips. Gosh, Sonic, GM Blade, M118, Hey Moose, Mean Mug, Griblet Plug. Gosh, there's so many out there. Shout out, I'll give it to my sponsor. It's Gundam Shoppers Network. I'll do a quick plug. He has been just great to work with. I'm still very grateful at the fact I even got selected. I'm just like, are you sure you picked the right person? When he talked to me about being sponsored. And everybody else out there that's ever liked or seen my stuff, just thank you for pausing when you scroll, seriously. And thank you guys at Build Bros for saying, sure, we'll talk to you when I nag you. So,
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then did you see the picture I just sent you? The proof.
I haven't looked at it yet. I haven't looked.
Just take a quick glimpse. There it is. I was telling
I'll
you.
I'll do it on the... Oh, shit.
See, I wasn't lying. There's a hot pink, awesome hotness build strike.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Everybody go Google black and pink build strike.
That is fucking awesome.
I don't know where it is.
Pardon my language, but that is fucking awesome.
Not offensive at all. It's great, isn't it?
No, that's amazing. Even that neon green, too. Holy shit.
Yeah, I think it's a grandpa, right? Yeah, that's a grampy. Yeah,
because you can't get a closer look. and then, yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm gonna do a little more research on that one, but because that pink is that's a must.
Yeah.
Now that you gave everybody a proper shout out, where can everybody find you at?
Just find me at Gunpla Skyfire. I'm on there always publicly. That's probably where I'm at the easiest. Not really on Twitter. Haven't been on Facebook really, just because why go there when you got a good, great community here? You can hit up my personal account. We'll see if I let you in. I got to know you a little better so you can, you know, start stalking me and all the pranks I pull on my kids at Lang CCV. But yeah, other than that, please reach out if you ever just need to chit chat. If you're having a hard day, like seriously, I will chit chat and check in with anybody. I used to do, I haven't done it cause I kind of want to move it over. I had another account that I started called, Skyfire Fireside. I started just doing live once a week chit chats about some of the hard times I've gone through addiction, recovery, therapy, all sorts of stuff like that. Very open about it. I would love to help everybody here because, frankly, this thing and everyone here has helped me. Why not return the favor? So, yeah. Come find me.
Exactly. No, make sure you guys give him a follow here. You can find us at buildbros_MI and then me at CBXXL_builds. I really appreciate you coming on the show, taking the time out of your day. I know how crazy it gets with life.
Totally worth it.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, man.
All right, guys, till next time. Thank you for listening to Build Bros. When you go to check out at Leaping Panda Hobbies, don't forget to use our discount code for 10% off, and that's BuildBros4.